More than 200 years ago, Tlingit and other Alaska Native people waged battles against invading and oppressive Russian colonists in Sitka. To this day, those battles are a symbol of Tlingit resistance to colonialism. A Kiksadi warrior named Kachlian led the attacks, and in 1904, he wore a carved raven helmet during one of the battles. In the early 1900s, the helmet was separated from the Kiksadi. It's considered Aut-U, a sacred living clan item. But the Raven Helmet has been behind glass at the Sheldon Jackson Museum since 1906. Anya Nach Ray Wilson is a Kiksadi clan leader and lives in Juneau. He says that Aut-U holds spirits and clan members treat them like relatives.
So when we don't have our items, we can't use them. And there it is sitting right in the museum in Sitka, and we can't use it. And it belongs to us. So it's really hard to accept.
Wilson is 92, and he says that the colonial legacy of the last two centuries have left Tlingit people with only pieces of their history and cultural practices. But when they bring Aut-U back into ceremonies, those items help restore what has been lost.
The main thing is that it's coming back to help our people. We all need help, you know. We need the culture to come back to make our people stronger again.
According to recorded history, this is how the Raven Helmet ended up in the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Three Kiksadi men brought it to Alaska's territorial governor, John Brady. Brady co-founded the Presbyterian-run Sitka Industrial and Training School, which is now known as Sheldon Jackson College. The helmet has been in the campus museum since. The state bought the museum and its collection in the 1980s. But for years, Kiksadi leaders have said that that isn't how sacred clan items are given away. They're under cultural patrimony, which means all clan members own the item, and no individual can give away sacred clan objects without the clan's approval. So for decades, the Kiksadi have been trying to get the helmet back from the state, arguing that it was not ever the state's property. And last month, the Alaska State Museum finally agreed to start the process of returning ownership to the Kiksadi. Clan member Dutine Jarek Hope Lang has been fighting to repatriate the helmet just like his grandmother did two decades before. He said the process involved digging into the history of how the helmet changed hands.
If you're asserting you have the right to anything, there must be proof. I want to see it.
The written records claiming ownership start with the Presbyterian Church, which ran the Sitka Industrial and Training School. Then the Alaska State Museums bought the school's museum and its collection in the 1980s. Hope Lang reached out to Jermaine Roth Alam. He's the director of the Presbyterian Church's Center for Repair of Historical Harms and was instrumental in the fight to repatriate the helmet. He says since the handover of the helmet to the Presbyterians didn't follow proper protocols, the church never had a right to the helmet in the first place. Therefore, the church didn't have the right of possession when it sold the helmet as part of the museum's collections to the state decades later. Ross Alum hopes righting the wrongs of the past inspires others to do the same, even if it feels like it's too late.
That should give people confidence to continue to engage in more acts of repair and solidarity, no matter how big the repair job seems to be.
Now, Hope Lang looks forward to a future when the helmet will always be in Kiksadi hands. He says the knowledge of clan ownership makes a difference.
It changes the narrative. When you go in and you look at this piece, you're not saying it belongs to somebody else, it belongs to you.
He says young clan members won't know the pain of not being able to claim it and to use it for ceremony.
And the exciting thing is for the young people below us who will become the caretakers, the future ancestors, that they won't know this trauma. This won't be passed on to them.
The Alaska State Museums said there are still several steps before the repatriation process is complete. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.